Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 22nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Latest polls show Trump and Biden tied in a 2024 rematch, should it happen. More schools cancel Halloween because of woke stuff. A new report ranks the best places to live in America. The country braces for turkey shortages this Thanksgiving. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off. But first, a new survey from Grinnell College shows Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied should the two face off again in 2024. If the election were held today, 40% say they'd vote for Biden, 40% Trump. The rest remain undecided. Donald Trump leaves Joe Biden by 18 points among independents, and that's crucial. Another poll from Quinnipiac University has Mr. Biden's approval rating at just 37%. Elementary schools in Washington State, Michigan, Massachusetts canceling Halloween celebrations because the day, quote, marginalizes students of color who do not celebrate the holiday of Halloween, which is not really a holiday, it's a tradition. According to a memo sent to parents by some schools, buying costumes can be a hardship for low-income families. Administrators also claim loud noises may frighten some of the urchins. Now, my folks didn't have a lot of money. We weren't buying glitzy Halloween costumes for my sister and myself. We made our own costumes, and it was fun. And skin color had nothing to do with Halloween back then. Nothing. Money Magazine, ranking the best cities in the country in which to live. Top five, Austin, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Sarasota, Florida. Number one, Denver, Colorado. I have been to all five of those places. Madison, a little liberal for me. The others are great. I lived in Denver for 2 years, fabulous place, but it's getting woke. You guys in Colorado got to watch that. The country preparing for a turkey shortage this holiday season. Farmers warning supply chain problems are already decreasing production. Some Americans are buying the birds early, keeping them in the freezer. Cost of poultry in America up 12% compared to last year. Other hard-to-find items this Thanksgiving, corn, cranberries, pumpkin pie. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Tanya in South Bend, Indiana. Bill, thank you for stating that Donald Trump did not fire Fauci for political reasons. There was never a doubt in my mind. It was true. Thanks for confirming it. So if you heard my interview with Donald Trump earlier this week, I asked him why he didn't fire Fauci and General Milley. And Mr. Trump didn't really have a very precise answer on that. But I know why. Because in the middle of the COVID hysteria, Anthony Fauci became the face of the science. Remember that? We have to follow the science. And he was all over the corrupt corporate media. Now, for Donald Trump to fire him in the middle of all that would have led to huge political consequences. So that's why he did not. Eric, Cheshire, Connecticut. The proximity of Donald Trump's statement about the late Colin Powell, who just passed, was at best in very poor taste. These type of statements drive away millions of voters. I don't disagree. My analysis was I would not have issued a statement like that right after General Powell died. Colin Powell was a great patriot. Now, there was bad blood between Trump and Powell because Colin Powell was a Bush family friend. And as we all know, Donald Trump took apart Jeb Bush in the 2016 primary. That's where all that started. But President Trump should have been more gracious, in my opinion. Bob, Pasadena, California. Whether they call it ballot bundling, ballot curing, or ballot harvesting, it's all the same thing. This practice has been going on in California for some time and turned Orange County from red to blue almost overnight. So let me define this for everybody, what Bob is talking about. So I wrote a column entitled The Steal. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. And it's about Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, donating $430 million to two nonprofit political organizations, which are really progressive organizations. That money went to hire vote navigators to make sure that mail-in ballots in certain areas went to Joe Biden. So read the column. You'll find it very illuminating. It's legal. But you cannot do anything like that at polling places. You cannot electioneer at places where you go to vote. That's a crime. But mail-in votes, you can do whatever you want. And that's a scandal. Arthur, Guilford, New Hampshire. Bill, I'm embarrassed to say I am guilty of using many of the awful cliches you mentioned. I have to start thinking outside the box. Arthur, there you go. Cliches are taking over the country. It is what it is. Shoot me. Oh. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com. You'll love it there. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. It's been a rough few years for the National Football League since former quarterback Colin Kaepernick began protesting the national anthem in 2016. TV viewership is down 10%, stadium attendance dropping 5%. But one star continues to do very, very well, Tom Brady. The quarterback may be the most disciplined athlete to ever play a sport. The man simply wills himself to be an MVP. Here's a brief bio on Brady. The 44-year-old was born in 1977, played football for the University of Michigan before being drafted by the New England Patriots in the sixth round. Brady has won 7 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl MVP awards, the most ever by a player. He's the only quarterback to pass 200 regular season wins. Now, all of those victories did not come easily. Brady has the strictest exercise routine in football. He starts his regimen at 5 a.m., beginning with a 40-minute deep force workout followed by an hour of drills. Then he spends 30 minutes on brain exercises. The quarterback focuses on his eyes. Specialists have deployed new techniques to help improve his eye-hand coordination. Throughout the entire day, Brady exercises 9 times, working on different parts of his body. All of this effort requires a tremendous amount of calories, but Tom Brady only consumes organic and locally grown food. He avoids sugars, sweeteners, trans fats, caffeine, MSG, alcohol, salt, dairy, tomatoes, oil, and gluten. Well, that doesn't leave very much on the plate. Brady typically eats high-protein meats and brown rice. To stay hydrated, he drinks half his body weight in water a day. That's 115 pounds of H2O. And here's something else you might not know. Tom Brady has no intention of slowing down. After another record-setting game this season, he told reporters he plans on playing football till he's 50. His $75 million contract with the Tampa Bay Bucks ends this year. But I have a prediction. Tom Brady will never be fat. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.